Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 155, and today's date is March 27th, 2019. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening. As always, I am joined by Russ and Kent. How are you doing, guys?
Pretty good, Carrie. Not substantial week in wrestling, but something happened. We're going to get to that.
Oh, a couple things happened.
Yeah, I guess you're right. A good couple of things happened here, but I don't know. You know, it was an okay week, you know. We got the podcast going. Kat, how you feeling?
As a former B-plus player myself, I 100% Kent agree with you that we have some shit to discuss this week.
Yeah,
Eric told me you were going to use that.
Mm-hmm. I wrote it down.
I just want to say that I hope The Walking Dead was really good this week, because this
it was. That's the only good thing I am looking forward to this week.
man alive, when I saw what happened on Tuesday. All right. Sorry. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So,
well, look at it this way. We're going to get a really, really good recap of Walking Dead in just a few short minutes.
That's true.
But before we do that, I'm going to say good hi to our first-time listeners and kind of introduce our show. Probably a good idea. So, for our first-time listeners, welcome to our show. Despite what you just heard, we actually do talk about all things wrestling. And this week, we're going to talk about the two big stories of the week. We're going to do a quick game or discussion, if you will, and talk about WWE talent that we feel may have a better chance to showcase their talents elsewhere and kind of recommend promotions for them to jump to. And we also have some fun segments for you as well. Before we get to any of that, Kent, what's your moment of bliss for the week?
That is a good question that I was definitely prepared for. So, prior to the podcast, I was working on a column for the website. I remembered that back in 2014, at the very end of the year, I had written a column called The Brock Lesnar Experiment. And at the time, I was really down on the Brock Lesnar experiment. Well, fast forward to present day, and I'm going to kind of pick up where I left off. So I'm doing a part two, the Brock Lesnar experiment part two. I'm going to be going through the ups and, well, mostly downs. And, I'm hoping to do it justice, because I actually liked what I read. I mean, minus like the 30 typos that I had. It was an okay column, so I'm feeling good about that. And that's probably where the positivity ends for me, by and large. So,
that's when you wrote this, were you pro? Was this back when you were pro the Brock Lesnar experience? Because you wanted him to...
No. What this happened after his third match with Cena at Night of Champions. This is right before, this was in December, so that following January was the Seth Cena Royal Rumble match with Brock. That was really good. Probably the best match of Brock's 7-year run. And then he followed up with the Roman Reigns and eventual Seth Rollins at WrestleMania match, which was also one of his better matches. 2015 actually was Brock's, it was his best year since returning, because he actually had good opponents. Cena was still trying, Seth was trying to get his foot in the main event door and solidify his status. It was just a nice run of people that he got to go against prior to that. I mean, he faced Cena, I think, 3 or 4 times. He faced Triple H 3 or 4 times. Fucking Big Show. Like, CM Punk was the only good match of that whole run that he had. So, 2015 was pretty decent, all things concerned. So, It's been interesting to look back, kind of reflect on the run, because we all think of Brock, this whole run as being terrible. It wasn't always terrible. Just mostly.
Interesting. All right.
And that's my moment of bliss.
All right. So now that we've had some positivity, let's go right for the negative, shall we?
Yay. We're a good podcast.
Yay. All right. So to kick off our first discussion topic, let's kick it off with our segment, Were You Not Entertained? Each week, listeners, we select a segment and we discuss whether or not we were, you know, entertained by that segment. This week, we selected the Beat the Clock Challenge on Raw with Ruby Riott and the rest of the Riott Squad, Ronda, Charlotte, and Becky, with Charlotte picking up the win. I'll be honest, guys, I saw none of
Charlotte. Charlotte did not pick up the win.
Oh, I'm sorry. Becky picked up the win. I'm just used to Charlotte winning. My bad.
Charlotte's a jobber for life, Carrie.
Yes.
Cut it out.
Anyway, as I was saying, I did not see this match or this segment, so I really can't 100% say I was entertained by it. But I like Becky picking up the win. I like when she wins, unlike certain other people who won something on Tuesday night. Kent, how about you?
You know, I think this is like the second time this month that we've done a Were You Not Entertained segment where at least one of us has not watched it. We are
doing
consistently
really
raising
good.
The bar.
Yes.
Yes. This segment. Yeah. Sarah Logan looked pretty good in this, which I don't get to say that hardly at all. Her match with Ronda made some sense at the very least. Because, you know, you would go in thinking that Ronda would be the last person, be the fast time, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Instead, they reversed course, and that was okay. The second match was even better. Who was it, Ruby Russ? Ruby and Charlotte?
Yes, Ruby and Charlotte.
Yeah. That was nice because, you know, Ruby's talented. So, you know, she carried it to a good 1.5 minute match. By the way, I miss when women's matches went 1.5 minutes. Can we bring that back, please? And Liv Morgan, of course. Well, you know, she Liv Morgan'd it. But, you know, overall, I didn't hate this because the reality is this segment took like 10 minutes. And I can't bitch about that. I can't bitch about it. So was I entertained that this segment involving this many people took this little bit? Yes, very entertained.
How about you, Russ?
All right. Well, you know, I'm not going to try to repeat everything Kent said. He's pretty close. The first match was good. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't much of anything, but, you know, Sarah Logan did her job well.
Ring psychology, Russ.
Yes, the ring psychology was top notch. The second match was the best out of the three. Not much to say about it, though. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. At least there was something going on. And then Becky won. And I love Becky, but I am so done with this. Oh, my God. They killed this for me. I don't know how they did it, but they killed this for me. So I didn't want Becky to win it. I kind of wanted Ronda to have this one. And didn't happen. So was I entertained? No. I just couldn't. I'm broken. I want this match. I'll just wait for this match to be done.
Okay, Matt Hardy, wait, be broken. but Russ, can you rejoice in the announcement that Joan Jett will be performing live at WrestleMania?
Oh, when I heard that, I thought, man, I should tell Kent because he's going to be ecstatic. Because didn't we talk about this last week?
Yeah. I you know what? I'm going on strike, by the way. I'm not giving out any morsels for WWE to feed off this week. Not doing it. I'll do it later.
You definitely have to do it later because we don't have a podcast if you don't.
Fair enough.
Or he could just say...
Happy?
Or you could just say some really bad ideas and then they'll take them and then the product will be even worse than it is now.
We don't want that. I mean, they're taking the bad ideas anyway.
I have an idea. Let's make all the women matches the final matches on the card. Put all the men on the kickoff show. Let's have an hour-long WrestleMania and everybody gets to go home early. Come on, WWE. Come on.
You've got it, Kat. They're going to nail that one.
Hoping.
Well, I mean, they've already gotten rid of the SmackDown Women's title match.
Carrie, too soon.
Wait a second.
Carrie, too soon.
Wait. Are you suggesting that SmackDown Live had a women's championship division?
Well, they had a title belt, which was up to last night, or Tuesday night, depending on when you're listening to this, was on Asuka. But now that has changed. Charlotte is now SmackDown Women's Champion, which adds another level of another layer, if you will, to this whole storyline with her, Becky, and Ronda. I think somebody saw that interview with ESPN where she was daughter of Ric Flair and got upset about that. I think that somebody was Ric Flair. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this title change and the reason why there's, I believe, now a hashtag save Asuka or give Asuka a chance or Asuka got robbed. I don't know what it is, but all those are applicable here, I feel. Russ?
Whew, all right. So, yeah. So I go in to watching this match. I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay, Charlotte is going to give Asuka a good rub right before WrestleMania to give her that old, you know, hey, she's also really good. They're going to have a great match, yeah. I didn't think that Asuka was going to win cleanly. I thought something was going to happen. Maybe Becky or Ronda came down, whatever. For sure, that was happening. So imagine my surprise when Charlotte cleanly taps Asuka 1-2-3 and is the new women's champion. And I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck did I just see? The stupidest decision that WWE's made in a long time? Or the stupidest decision WWE's ever made? I'm not sure yet. There's still a week. Something could happen. But, my God, do they hate Asuka or something? What the fuck? I don't get it. This makes no sense. Now she's just going to carry the title in. I know I've heard rumors. All of a sudden there's rumors now of a unification of the belts, which doesn't make sense. Aren't they supposed to be two different divisions? What the hell's going on? I'm so confused by this choice that, remember what I just said about the being done with the feud? Now I'm just, what the fuck's going on with this now? So, I guess I'm back in the feud, but I don't want to be. This was really bad, and I want to talk to you guys about it, but I know we got to go to Kent's opinion first.
Well, let's first get our recap of The Walking Dead. Kent?
Yeah. Yeah, so this week we saw 12 people get got, including 10 heads on pikes. And it was interesting who they chose. They did not go any place really close to the comic. They really went original with who they chose. Some nice surprises, although 6 of them clearly wore red shirts. And nobody could give any fucks about these people. But there were 4 people that I think had fan bases or whatever. And the thing was, they killed off my 2 least favorite characters on the show. To the point where, like, I'm sitting there going, I don't have anybody to hate. It'd be like the WWE equivalent of firing Charlotte and Nia. like, I'd be confused what to do with life. But the thing was, this had this whole nice horror vibe to it. There was a lot of moments where they were very unique. It was a very unique episode. It's possibly one of the best episodes they've done since, like, season 3 or 4. Like, it's been a while since we've had this good of an episode. It's been years since we've had this good of a season. And next week, winter is coming on Walking Dead before winter comes to HBO. So, lots of winter in April, which is confusing to me. But all in all, I was very happy. I was so happy on Sunday. Imagine how I felt come, you know, 2 days later.
You had to be ecstatic.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. For all the whiny internet smarks, here's the thing you gotta realize. Charlotte is a generational talent. She is by far the best female wrestler WWE has ever had. Because they tell us this all the time. They make sure to let us know this. They remind us. Just like John Cena is the best ever, Charlotte is the best ever, and I think she's officially the most decorated WWE female superstar of all time.
Now, officially, yes.
Right. So, why is it so surprising when she just beat What's-Her-Face, who's never on What's-Her-Show, defending What's-Her-Division? I'm sorry. The best win. So it shouldn't be shocking that this happened. This isn't surprising. Do we forget all of last year when both of you guys repeatedly were like, nah, Charlotte's not going to win back the championship. And then she won at pay-per-view and consistently made fools of everybody, right? I'm done. I'm done being a fool here. If she has a championship match, she's the anti-Sasha. I fully expect her to win it every single time. And for people who are upset, be upset of yourselves for not pushing for Asuka much sooner, letting your voices be heard at shows. I know, we all gotta cheer on Kofi, but sometimes you gotta give love to people that aren't getting the love. You weren't supporting Asuka. Look what happened. Now there's no women's match for Asuka. Nothing. It's gone. And she deserved it, because she didn't have the fan backing. Fuck it, man. Charlotte's best. Charlotte number one.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that one, Kent.
Yeah. I... By the way, one other thing I got gripe about. In the history of ever, if on ESPN, you wouldn't have had Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock at the same studio, same time, sitting next to each other, doing a show before WrestleMania, right? That would not have happened.
No.
It makes no sense for that to happen. Why is it okay when they do this shit with women? Let's look back. What was it? 7 months ago, Evolution, when we saw all the pictures backstage of all these people having matches against each other, but they were backstage buddy-putty smiling. What the fuck? That is my question for both of you. What the fuck?
Kayfabe is dead. Very dead.
I don't know. It's weird. It's the reality era, I guess.
Are you okay with this?
Yes and no. I mean, we all know it. They're buddy-buddy. I mean, it's not like this is...
If you were a kid, would you be okay with this? Wouldn't this kind of ruin it for you? Like, isn't WWE aiming for... Like, their product is made mostly for kids to rake in money. If that is true, then it should also be true that they should continue the illusion to keep the children audience, right? Like, it doesn't seem to go both... It shouldn't go both ways, should it?
Well, that's just it. WWE is trying to play it at both ends. They're trying to keep the kids so they have all these fantastic stories going on. But they also have to grow up with the product and keep us, the older fans, entertained. They're not going to keep us entertained with all that, you know, kiddie fantasy crap. We all know it's... Well, I shouldn't say we all, because I've seen enough internet fans to know that there's a lot of people think it's real.
Still real to me, damn it.
Yeah. Well, it is real to some people, and you cannot argue with them. Let me just say that.
Don't tell me you've actually tried.
I did once. I regret it. And I will.
That was going to be my follow-up question. Did you regret it?
Yep. And I will not do it again. You can think it's fake real all you want. It's fine with me. So,
can we have the celebrity for, you know, the celebrity hall, the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame include the old ringing woman from Game of Thrones? Can we just have her scream shame for about 5 minutes for her speech? Would everybody be okay with this? Because I think this is what needs to happen. Do we actually have a celebrity this month, this year?
No, I don't think no. There is anybody.
Unless they're announcing it next week.
By the way, is it weird? I know it's really off topic, but is it weird that this year they're making 3 people 2-time Hall of Famers? Like, I find that weird. Booker T, Sean, and Brett all will become 2-time Hall of Famers this year. Prior to this, only Flair had that distinction. I find that just a little odd.
I think the whole year, this year, is all weird. It felt like they wanted to get everyone happy with the China thing, so they inducted a group, which then... And they're like, oh, why don't we just keep that trend going so it doesn't look like we're being way too obvious to put this one group in as a group, so we put a bunch of groups in.
I mean, Harlem Heat makes sense, but in all fairness, X-Pac, New Age Outlaws, and China all were worthy of individual inductions. Mm-hmm. And the Hart Foundation as a group could have been, had it not been for... Owen's widow, who refuses to let that happen, so it just had to be the tag team. It's weird. I don't know. I find this year's Hall of Fame very weird.
That's the name of the game for this year.
Yeah, it's the theme.
So yeah, Charlotte winning the title. Yeah, good. Yeah, guys, way to stay on topic.
Russ, have you ever seen the movie Suicide Kings with Christopher Walken?
I have. It's a really good movie.
There's a line in it, and I want to quote from Christopher Walken's character, Charlie Barrett. And the quote says, and I'm kind of reading this, directing this towards WWE, "I'm going to give you an opportunity. Get out of this. Now. Before it gets so fucked up, nobody could ever recover." That's the quote. And we got 1 week for them to undo what they just did.
All right.
Because I'm seriously thinking I may just point at the door come main event time. So I may just be done.
I think you will be done. I think we'll all be done.
Like,
I don't even know if I'm watching yet. That's how bad this is. I don't even know if I'm even going to tune in when the pre-show starts at 5:00 next Sunday.
Ugh.
Let me offer you guys a really somber thought. I thought about this. I'm like, what if I die over the next calendar year? This WrestleMania would be the last WrestleMania in my memory. That's a horrible thing. So now, basically, anybody who's a wrestling fan has to live for the next freaking year, so this WrestleMania isn't the last WrestleMania of their lifetime. That's how bad they have done.
Watch, this one's going to turn out to be one of the best in a long time. That's what we're hoping for.
I can't wait for next week's preview.
It's going to be.
Really can't.
It's going to be lots of fun. The problem with this is, nothing's really that exciting. The most exciting things going on are, you know, one match or two matches. That's like a blip on this shit sandwich. It's like that's a tiny dry
spot.
Wouldn't
it be more like a pickle on a shit sandwich?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's the one good condiment on the shit sandwich, the pickle. It's one good, one piece that's, okay, it won't taste so bad when you eat it. But the rest of it's garbage. And my boy's in this match, too.
Is there any chance of Asuka getting involved in this main event to make it a four-way and possibly make it palatable? Because there's been no not Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal happening or announced yet. Granted, there's been a lot of things that haven't been announced that could be. Or do they just leave Asuka the fuck off the card? Like, what do you guys... What do you think's going to happen versus what you want happening? Obviously. We want her on.
Well,
what will?
I mean, what should have been done is they should have treated the SmackDown title the same as the Raw title and had a match and a build for this. Charlotte should be nowhere near this Raw championship match. She should. What we saw Tuesday night, that match should have happened at Mania. That's how that should have gone down, but it didn't. And now we're probably going to see Asuka in the memorial, the women's battle royal, whatever it's called now, along with everybody else who pretty much got buried Tuesday night. Like, the women's division, if you guys really think about this right now, is three women. Oh, actually, no, I stand corrected. It's five.
I'll say it's five women. Five women.
Wait, so you're leaving out Botch Phoenix.
Yeah, you can't leave out Botch.
Why did she come out of retirement? What is she hoping to accomplish?
How many botches in a match she could have? I would set the over-under on four. I'd probably be a little generous. I think it's going to be over, but I'll go with four. If I say 4.5, do you take the over-under on her botches alone?
Ooh. Because how long is the match going to be?
Well, it's a four-way match. I don't think it's elimination, so it's probably just a fatal four-way. So it could probably get a good 12 minutes. And Botch shouldn't be in the ring for more than, what, three of those minutes?
Yeah, maybe
at most?
Four. I'm going to take the under, I think. I don't think she's going to be in there long enough to...
A botch per minute, still four.
I'm thinking like three or four botches. Not that 4.5 is right there. That's too... just too high, I think.
Yeah. Westgate in Las Vegas, you're welcome for helping set the odds for you. I know you're listening to this now, too. Yeah.
Now, an interesting fact that was thrown at me, thanks to WWE.com, that Charlotte's win last night was her first win of 2019. And, or I'm sorry, Tuesday night, because it's not going to be last night to them. I couldn't believe that at first, but then I'm starting to think, yeah, maybe. And does this take the sting from it a little bit? Because she hasn't been winning as much as we always think. No.
No.
It still sucks.
I think people wouldn't have a problem with how this match went down and the outcome if Charlotte wasn't already in the Raw women's title picture. That's the part that's sticky. It's like, why are you putting the SmackDown Women's title on someone who's in another title, in the main event at WrestleMania?
But technically she's a member of SmackDown, so this all makes sense. Everything else prior to this really didn't make sense, which is making this even more confounding in the fact that we've just recently been like, fuck it, we're done fighting about Becky and Charlotte supposedly being on SmackDown but fighting for a Raw championship. We're kind of done with it. It's okay. We'll breathe in. And now they've added this extracurricular activity that's really just... they've made a mess out of
this. So, okay. To answer your original question, Kent, I'm going to say that what I would have liked to happen is that Asuka actually pull Charlotte out when we have like a double main event or something. And that way, at least Asuka doesn't get screwed here. Because there's no way she's getting in that four-way match. There's no way. There's no way. But yeah, Battle Royal, what happened to that? Nothing about that yet. So would Battle Royal be good? Hell, the men's Battle Royal. There's only three participants so far. Great Battle Royal going.
Rush, you're killing your own segment right
now. Sorry. Anyway, back to it.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It just feels like this is just a way to give Charlotte something, because she had nothing going into this match for the championship. No kidding.
She won the Royal Rumble.
Well, no, she didn't.
No, she did. Becky was never in it.
I'm pretty sure Pat Patterson has some power.
Yep, but he wasn't the guy. That was Fit Finley.
Oh, it was Fit. Oh, that's right. Fit doesn't have power. Oh.
Jeez, Russ.
Man, he ruined it for me. I thought it was Pat. I was like, Pat has some push.
I gotta say, Ronda, when she was on ESPN, reverted back to a Ronda Arousmi for a few minutes.
Oh, really?
She looked nice there.
Yeah, she did.
Because her hair wasn't shit and her makeup wasn't shit. Did anybody actually watch her at all or see pictures?
Yes, I did see the pictures.
I saw pictures. I thought she looked good. She looked good.
Yeah. So, are we all in agreement that this ends with Charlotte winning?
Oh, got it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the theory that they may be unifying the titles may actually not be that far out of a realm of possibility.
I disagree. I only disagree in the fact that if you're having... It works now. It doesn't work when SmackDown's on Fox. Like, the unification doesn't make much sense by that. I mean, granted, at that point, they could be like, oh, well, we done fucked up. Here's a new championship for this brand, whichever brand they want to go with, and they'll just rewrite the history books, blah, blah, blah. I mean, some things are inevitable, and this seems like the path we're going down. Or are we going down a path where Becky wins, Charlotte has her belt, and then the other, you know, the three from NXT, Shayna, Jasmine, and the other one come down, and then Bayley and Sasha run down for the save, and then the original Four Horsewomen with all the belts are there celebrating, and that's how we rented WrestleMania? Like, is that garbage ending realistically
You just
happening?
Basically gave them their ending, Kent. Shut up.
Yeah, him and half the internet, because that's the other theory.
Yeah. I've seen that theory. That was... That's been theorized for how long, though? I mean, that's been going around months. I mean, just the fact that they put it on Charlotte just kind of cemented that theory.
That fear.
Really. Also, Charlotte is Azora High, I'm pretty sure. Not 100%, but I'm 98%.
I just feel that they are going to put it on Charlotte. Just to screw with us. This feels like one of those, give it to Charlotte, yay, because she's a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
Did you see the tweets that they showed on SmackDown? And out of like the 8 tweets, I'm pretty sure all 8 of them said historic and or first time ever.
Sarcastically or meant to be like, wah!
I kind of want to get a keg for next Sunday for myself.
I was going to say, you're going to tap that within like 10 minutes. And
yeah. There's not enough alcohol in that to undo what's about to happen.
All right, guys, let's move on. I think we've beat this horse enough.
It's not dead yet. Next week.
Oh, it's close. It's on life support. But while we're on the subject of women, let's talk about our favorite women. One of our favorite women. In your segment, Russ, is it mild?
Aha, yes. Good segue, Harry. All right, is it mild? So, here's what my segment does. We take a wrestling segment from the week, and we basically scale it to how wrestling fans really, truly enjoy these types of segments. We're using the scale of a buffalo wing sauce. We have, of course, mild. That's the bottom rung. That's the, not really our cup of tea. Then we have the medium. The medium is the, you know, it's starting to get a little bit of flavor there. It's not quite what we're looking for, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Then you got hot. Hot's the stuff. That's the stuff we're always looking for as a wrestling fan. Something good, something tasty, and a little bit of kick into it. And, of course, last but not least, the Shield suicide dive, the suicide taste of the suicide sauce. That is the hottest it gets. That's what we were looking for as wrestling fans. And we're right there. So this week, I chose Alexa Bliss's Moment of Bliss, not to be confused with Kent's Moment of Bliss. I chose Alexa's Moment of Bliss. And she had the guest Braun Strowman come out. And I will say this, I do want to give them a little bit of credit. They have some good chemistry. Still do. I liked it, but it wasn't as good as it has been, but at least that shows that they still have a little bit of chemistry. And then live via satellite, we got the two. What the hell are they? Special guests?
They're correspondents. Guest correspondents.
Guest correspondents. Okay. So we had them on, and basically they talked blah, 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 blah. There was actually one decent line about the getting him in onto the Duke lacrosse team, women's lacrosse team. I thought that was kind of funny. All right. But the rest of it was kind of not that good. These guys are, if they're actors, they are not very good ones. I know they're more comedians. Still not very good ones at that either. It was so cringy. But I did like that Braun tried to get them into the match. I think there's some potential there, maybe. I know I may be on the dark side on this one. I might be looking at, you know, the hope. But I think there's a potential. This could be kind of funny. I'm hoping. Crossing my fingers. Overall, the segment ended with Braun getting those two into the match. And Miss Bliss making it official, because apparently the host of WrestleMania can make wrestling match decisions. That's always been the case. Yes. I'm going to say that this was a medium, all right? It wasn't awful, but it wasn't that good. So I'm going to say medium. That's where we're going to land on this sauce. All right.
Really?
Yeah, what'd you go with?
I'm sorry, you go to a dumpster, you go to the bottom, you get a cup, you scoop up, and you have dumpster garbage juice in a cup.
That's better than this.
That's what that segment was.
I don't know. At least.
Those guys aren't funny. Like,
no, they're not.
To call themselves comedians is like calling me an athlete. Neither are true. Like, SNL died what? 20 years ago? That shit has not been funny in so... When was the last time you tried to watch SNL and, like, laughed more than two times?
I haven't tried to watch SNL since my mid-20s, yeah. Probably, so...
Yeah, because it stopped being funny. And every once in a while, I'll, like, land on a random episode just to, like, check it out. Maybe I like the guest celebrity host or whatever. It's not funny. And I don't know who wrote it. I blame WWE either way for allowing it. They probably wrote it, but these guys certainly didn't help things. And for all the roses and death knells for fucking Asuka, why is nobody, like, worried about Braun? Braun has definitively gone so far down the card. It's Braun... What, 6 months ago we were thinking maybe Braun could somehow get into a really big match at the very least, and now he's headlining the Battle Royal?
With so many participants already mentioned, such as Braun Strowman. Those two guys from SNL. I don't even have time to remember what their names are. And that's it. What a match.
Yeah, I'm excited.
This is why we can't have nice things, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That should be the theme for WrestleMania.
I like that. That should be the tagline, WrestleMania 35. This is why we can't have nice things. Brought to you by Snickers.
I wish they wouldn't associate my favorite candy bar with this crap.
Wait a second. On a moment of positivity, though, how great was the glorious Snickers bar?
Oh my gosh, that was great.
That was pretty good.
You can tell WWE did not write that.
Yeah.
No.
Because it was funny.
I mean, those guys have a match at Mania, don't?
No, they
wait,
don't.
But the Revival, they're the champions. They have a match.
Oh, no. I thought we're supposed to have 17 matches. Right now, I only see like 5, 6, which I'm not complaining.
I could have swore there was something about like a tag team rejuvenation, more focus on the tag team division. Is that not a thing?
Yeah.
No, but apparently Bray Wyatt has a new haircut.
So is he going as Sister Abigail nowadays?
No, but he shaved off most of the dreads. Like, he has, like, just dreads on top now and shaved sides.
So Sister Abigail.
And I think, oh, I think it's
like
gray.
The shaved sides. Does anybody like the shaved sides? Does anybody think that's a good look?
No.
I don't know.
It's not a good look. It's never been a good look. It wasn't a good look in the 90s when it was actually popular.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think Bray's going to rock it.
So you guys haven't seen this photo
nope,
yet?
Nope. I'm going to let it surprise me.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'd like to see it.
If you could send it. Link it. Yeah, bring it up. I'll look at it. That'll be enough of a surprise. I wasn't going to look for it. That's for sure.
I mean, I saw the JoJo picture. Two pictures. I didn't see Bray at all.
Maybe Bray looked like a woman because he's going for Sister Abigail.
Oh, who's Bray going against at WrestleMania?
That's a good question, Kent. I believe nobody.
I don't think anyone. Oh, here we go.
Oh, that should have been this week's challenge.
Get somebody to who's going to be on WrestleMania? Seriously, how many matches do we have? I know they said there's going to be 17.
The challenge, I might do this as a blog. Make the best card you can out of everybody that's on the kickoff show or not on the card at all.
You could do a decent WrestleMania off that, I think.
Oh, God, yes. You could do a...
One, yes. That should not be impossible.
Shouldn't be. All right, we got a link.
Scroll down a bit.
Yeah, it's down towards the middle of the article.
Okay.
Right, hold on, I gotta get this chat up.
Oh, God, this is going to open up Firefox in my 90,000 tabs. Most of it porn.
There we go. Bray Wyatt's new look. Nikki Bella's WWE Fusion. Kurt Angle in Roundup.
Why aren't the Bellas in the Hall of Fame? They retired.
That's true.
Who would induct them?
The only person that cares for them? Daniel?
John Cena!
Wait.
Yeah, no.
Is Bray just going for a Braun Strowman look?
Why is this not coming up?
He looks a lot like Braun Strowman from the side.
I can't see it. It's going to be a surprise to me because I still can't see it.
It's like the third image down.
Yeah, it's not.
Before you get to the Bellas.
It is not opening up the link. Hmm.
Well, Russ, I will send it to you.
Thank you.
In a different link.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's our next topic? Since the fans probably don't care about this
at all.
Oh, no. I mean, they're probably, indulging us right now with our tangent.
No, they already turned it off. Oh, God. Oh, well, do I hate it?
And Russ just saw the new hairdo.
Do I hate it? Yes. Yes, I do. That does not look good.
I'm on the fence.
I will give him a chance with his ring attire, but ugh. Kent, where are you on it?
I just think he's going for a very Braun Strowman-esque look with the side profile, especially.
Maybe he's going to be like Braun's disciple now. They're going to do a little switcheroo.
Yeah, because Braun's so mystic.
He is.
Or maybe they'll reunite that part of the Wyatt family. Braun, Bray, and Harper.
They need to bring them all back.
As long as Luke doesn't shave his head, we're fine.
Yes.
That's the thing. As long as he doesn't
It needs
do
to be Braun, Bray, Luke, Rowan, and Daniel. We need to get that as a stable. That's a stable.
And who's the worst guy on that? Because you have a tag team and 3 singles guys. And 2 of those singles guys has the job all the time. Because that's how stables work.
Well.
So you're jobbing Braun and Bray all the time?
Yep. Yeah. That sounds like it's going to happen. Speaking of like Daniel Bryan, let's talk about the WWE title picture. Now we finally have a match for WrestleMania. So basically this week on SmackDown, the rest of the New Day, Xavier Woods and Big E, ran the gauntlet against some tag teams. And the end result, Kofi is now facing Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. So that's exciting, feel-good moment. I do like what the Usos did in this. Basically forfeiting, showing their support. It showed a lot of class. I thought it was classy. What did you think, Kent?
I'm going to leave a lot of meat on this bone for Russ, unlike normal times. I want to say this. Shame on the SmackDown writers. My God, can we get another gauntlet match next week? Because we've only had three of them in the past month, I think. We're closing in, like, past 5 to 6 weeks, we've had three gauntlet matches that have lasted like a freaking hour. Creative is not so creative at this moment. God damn it. That was just... I'm done. I don't ever need to see a gauntlet match ever again, please, for the love of God. Good storytelling. Guy earns his way to main event by virtue of not participating in a match and not winning a match because his tag partners won a match. That makes sense. Yeah. God, yo, just when I thought I couldn't be more disgruntled with wrestling, I had another hour of my life wasted. So that was... Yo, it was nice fast-forwarding through this match. It was also nice seeing who was, you know, backstage watching stuff. I think there was more people this week than there were last week. That was also, like, there were people that came out to the ring that I didn't recognize. So, I guess that was Byron Saxton. He was my MVP last night. There, Russ, I left you a ton to talk about.
Yeah, you...
Go for it, Russ.
You did. So, all right, I guess let's go with this. First of all right, I'm actually confused. I get what I think they were going for. I think they're going for that these guys are brothers and they will do anything for each other. So the fact that Xavier and Big E went out there and fought for him showed that they love him so much that they do what they need to do to get him in the ring. Is that what they were going for? Yes.
Russ, I don't know if brothers is the right word you want to use here. They didn't fist bump.
Yeah, that's true. That's a band of brothers. We're just talking about brothers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I think that's what they were going for, and I liked it. I really did. But I'm with Ken on this. That doesn't make any sense. Kofi should have earned this, not Xavier and Big E. Big E and Xavier should have been the impetus. We're using that word a lot lately. They should have been the impetus to get him over the edge. He needed to get the win at the end. Not this. This felt lacking. And that's where I'm going to be stuck on this one. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I know what they're trying to go for here. But yes, this felt... It should have been Kofi getting it. Not Big E and not Xavier. Now, with that said, I actually really enjoyed this gauntlet match, but Ken is right. Hey, guys, what are we going to do to make it look like the odds can't be beaten? Let's put it in a gauntlet match. Oh, that's a great idea. Next week. Hey, guys, we need something that's going to stop it so it makes it look like they're not going to get over the odds. Oh, man, what should we do? You know, we did a gauntlet match once, didn't we? Oh, yeah, let's do a gauntlet match. Wait, didn't we just do one last? No, what? No. That's what it feels like. Yes.
Russ, it was either a third gauntlet match or they were going to give Kofi cancer. They were doing one or the other to get him over.
It makes me feel like at WrestleMania, we're going to get a gauntlet match for the WWE title. That's honestly what it feels like right now. That's what they're going to be. That's the stipulation next week that Vince is going to bring it to the table. It's a gauntlet match for the...
Oh, yeah, that's not over with. Like, Vince is going to have some ridiculous thing to say Tuesday, which feels inevitable. Yep. Do you think this leaves the door open for a Xavier or Big E?
Okay,
heel
well,
turn?
I was going to bring that up next. I was going to say what it has done is now it kind of brings up a possible heel turn. But that again, if they do that heel turn, they've crapped all over the story. Unless it happens the night after or the SmackDown after, then you're starting a good story. Then I'm okay with it. If you let this end at WrestleMania with no heel turn. Perfect. I'm okay with the heel turn happening on the next night. It's like a new season. We got, you know, it's time to start with some new feuds going on here. So I'd be okay with that. But yeah, if it happens at Mania, what an F up. What an F up.
The crowd needs at least one moment. That's the moment we need.
That's the moment they need. And that's what we give it to us. It's still good. It's still really going to be a great moment. But it does feel cheapened by him not earning it himself. That's my biggest complaint about it.
I want to bring up another complaint that I have. SmackDown's heels. Do they ever win a match? Because all I've seen the past month plus is gauntlet matches where they all like lose in like 5 minutes. They're all losers. Every single heel person is basically a loser. Joe loses, Randy loses. My God, the bar. They can't lose anymore if they try.
Daniel loses.
Daniel Rowan. Who's left for heels?
Oh, wait,
I mean,
Daniel,
my
Daniel
God.
Did win. He won the gauntlet match last week.
Yes, he did. As the sixth person, and that was a win, and that's fine, but. I mean, the heels winning percentage right now is not very good. And by the way, good job, cameraman, for showing Carl Anderson just talking to Big E at the end of that match. Really good. Good close-up on that. We need more of that. We need to know just how much Gallows and Anderson don't want to be there in WWE, and nobody can blame them. But why wasn't Sandy in this match?
They were already on the car earlier, Kent. They couldn't be on the match. Jeez. They were stopping The Miz from going after Shane. Come on, Kent.
The Miz can take out 12 guys now. That's a fun fact. So basically every face on SmackDown can kill like 6 to 12 people? Because that's what the gauntlet matches and Miz have now proved to us. They can just go through everybody.
I think this goes back to your earlier talking about for the kids. The kids need superheroes, and superheroes can take out multiple bad guys at a time. So this really is on you.
It's not on me, because if I go back to my childhood and I think about Hulk Hogan, it was fine if he took out two dudes. Like, he took out Powers of Pain or... say Earthquake and Dino Bravo,
for instance.
Hogan wasn't taking out 12 dudes.
You know, kids today just don't get the excitement that we got when we were younger. I'm sorry. They just need more than we do. They'll need 12.
Okay.
The next, you know, and I guarantee in 12 years, we'll probably be seeing guys taking out whole swaths of divisions. Coming out to get to their next guy. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You'll be seeing John Cena Jr. Out there wrestling, and he's going to take out the entire Raw Women's Division.
Now, wait a second here. You're implying that Cena's going to have a child?
I am. In 12 years, and somehow miraculously be old enough to wrestle.
I love everything about the future. Yeah, SmackDown was worse than Raw this week, and I didn't remember anything from Raw until I looked it up. That hasn't happened in a very long time.
But it wasn't bad. I mean, the Gauntlet match was fun. See, for me, I liked the Gauntlet match. I thought they did a really good job with it. And yes, I thought the Uso thing was a really cool, neat moment, because if you remember last week, they were back there cheering on Kofi.
Which is the point. Like, why were they even scheduled?
Exactly.
Like, Vince... why did you schedule
Which
that?
Makes me think this gauntlet match wasn't a screwjob gauntlet match. It was just a legitimate gauntlet match, which makes no sense to the story. What the hell is going on?
Big E came out of that looking really
good. Oh, God, he looked like a million bucks. Million bucks.
If they could keep that momentum on Big E, he could be a single star in the coming year.
Remember when we chose guys and I wanted Big E, and we've been waiting? He is he's ready. He's charismatic. He's got good moves in the ring, and he's awesome. He is he's the next big star we can get going. And I've been waiting for it. I have been waiting.
Is anybody else impressed with how clean that table broke? It broke into two big pieces and one small fragment. Like, no other particles. It just broke really nice and clean. You don't see tables do that very often.
That must have been
that table sold well.
Certainly did. Certainly did. And the whole thing at the end with that announce table, how ridiculous was that?
Yeah, because that thing weighs like 800 pounds, apparently, because Big E took a really long time to try to move that, even though we've seen that thing just
flip
slide.
Over like nothing? Yeah, with the easy wind?
Did they just add weights to it all of a sudden?
Maybe they got a new quality table. A better quality table, actually.
Maybe.
Good.
That was pretty dumb. I don't... At least I'll say this.
I mean, could they recreate the Daniel Bryan thing anymore by having people get around the ring and celebrate? Like, the only thing left is for Vince to be like, I'm reforming the corporation next week, and you're going to have to go through Triple H at Mania before you get your match at Daniel Bryan. Oh, my God. I just gave them another idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Wait, who could they... I mean, because Triple H already has a match. Who could they replace?
Kane.
No,
Taker,
I think
yeah,
I just got it.
Corporate ministry.
I just got it. They're going to put Kofi in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He's got to get through the entire Battle Royal before he gets to Daniel Bryan.
Well, that won't be hard at all. Oh. I mean, right now it's just Braun and two other guys that aren't even wrestlers. I think Kofi's got this.
Yeah. God damn it. Can we just have Kofi in every match for 8 hours?
That's what it should be.
I still want Rey versus Andrade for an hour.
That's not happening. How come Andrade does not have a match?
Andrade? Who?
Yeah, how does he not have a match?
Is he a member of the SmackDown Women's Division?
Maybe.
You think? No, I'm not going to go there. Let's say it.
Yes, I do.
I was going to say, you know, he is dating Charlotte, so doesn't she have any pull for him?
Wait, what?
Yes, Andrade and Charlotte are rumored to be together.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
There's another rumor out there involving your boy, too, and a certain orange-haired woman.
Wait, whose boy?
Russ's.
Oh. I was going to say, my boy's married. Oh. Oh, God. So you got somebody talented and then Russ's boy? And then you got somebody talented and Russ's girl?
Charlotte is not my girl.
He says you now.
He says me forever. Charlotte is not my girl.
All right, guys. I think it's time to move on. What do you guys think?
Probably. I think we killed this one.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I think before we go into our little discussion or game, if you will, we should visit an old corner.
Whoa, but hold on. Carrie, I think that corner is full of cobwebs and dust, and it looks like it's still pretty messy from the last time Kat and I were there. It's Carrie's corner.
Oh, no. I've cleaned Carrie's Corner. Carrie's Corner is back and ready to go because in one week from Saturday is G1 Supercard. And I have a card for you. But before I get to that, just a quick update on New Japan Cup. If you've been following on our blog at 9deuce.com, I've been kind of upset about my bracket for the New Japan Cup. Yes, I had Okada versus Ibushi in the final. I got one half of that right. So, to sum it up, Okada won New Japan Cup. He is facing Jay White for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship at G1 Supercard next Saturday at Madison Square Garden. The rest of the card is as follows. We have Jay Lethal versus Marty Scurll versus Matt Taven in a triple threat ladder match for the Ring of Honor World title. We have Tetsuya Naito versus Kota Ibushi for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. We have Zack Sabre Jr. versus Hiroshi Tanahashi for the RevPro British Heavyweight Championship. We have PCO and Brody King versus the Gorillas of Destiny versus the Briscoes versus Evil Sonata for both the Ring of Honor and IWGP Tag Team Championships. For the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, we have Taiji Ichimori versus Dragon Lee versus Bandido. We have the Ring of Honor Television Championship versus the Never Openweight Champion with Jeff Cobb versus Will Ospreay in a title versus title match. Mayu Iwatani versus Kelly Klein for the Women of Honor Championship. Dalton Castle versus Rush. We have Bully Ray versus To Be Determined in a New York City street fight. Rumor was that the To Be Determined was going to be Flip Gordon. Well, Flip Gordon's injured and is off of G1 Supercard and probably out for another 4 to 6 months. And then there's the Honor Rumble Battle Royal. So there is your G1 Supercard. Stay tuned. I'll probably have a review for you guys sometime after WrestleMania weekend. And that, guys, is the very clean, very new, very ready to go for the rest of the year, Carrie's Corner.
Are we doing a review for that? Like a written one? I'll join you.
G1 Supercard? Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of also want to make predictions on next week's blog. I just want to outdo you with not knowing anything.
Let's do it. It'll be fun. Almost as fun as this New Japan Cup bracket was I did this year.
It's got to be better than March Madness.
I now know how those people feel. Like,
lonely?
No, like as soon as you have that one game that completely busts your bracket. Like that one, like win you didn't see coming, and it just screws up everything. Yep, I know how that feels. But that team isn't like University of Buffalo or University of Baltimore. I don't even know who that school was last year's tournament, or who the schools were in this year's tournament. But Chase Owens is my bracket buster. Who? Surprisingly enough, during the final for the New Japan Cup, got a title shot against Juice Robinson for the IWGP United States Championship. This guy used to do a lot of jobbing.
Well, he is Kevin's younger brother.
No, there's no relation there.
I'm pretty sure that's the same last name.
Still no relation.
Nope, that's just how it works, Kerry. Go to Ancestry.com, you'll find out. Do a DNA test on both of them, you'll find out. Yep.
Fair enough. All right, so let's get into this greener pastures discussion. I think that's how I'm going to dub this. Basically, listeners, what we're going to do is take a look at some of the WWE talent that we feel are overlooked or maybe overpushed, and we're going to find a new home for them, whether it be Ring of Honor.
Or underpushed?
Why not both? We're going to, find a new home for them. Ring of Honor, New Japan, completely out of wrestling, or, well, AEW. So, guys, I asked you guys to come up with a list, and I'm going to use my knowledge of the WWE world to find a home for these poor, poor souls.
Russ, you want to tackle the underused ones since you had that grimace of I only prepared for underutilized wrestlers look right now?
I mean, yeah. I could choose some over. It's not that hard.
Nah, I got that.
Well, there goes my... we already know three from each that would have gone for sure. All right, underutilized, yes. I'm going to start with underutilized Bobby Lashley. No, did I say Bobby Lashley? He's not that underutilized. Bobby Roode. Sorry, Bobby Roode.
I could see Bobby Roode in New Japan. I would love to see him in matches with Ospreay, Sonata. I think it'd be a good fit for him. He's got the athleticism to hang with a lot of the guys on that roster.
All right. My first person is somebody very near and dear to all of us, especially not me and Carrie. Seth Rollins, the no-talent hack that's somehow going against the Beast.
Shock. I mean,
can we get rid of him and put him someplace that will never be relevant again?
Despite what they've said in the press, where they don't want former WWE wrestlers, I can see Seth going to AEW and having a great time there. I mean, there's some dream matches there that probably will never happen, and I really want to see him versus Omega.
All right. Back to underutilized. I would like to know where you would put Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson and their tag team that's being utilized so well in WWE.
Well, if the reports are to be believed, there's going to be an amazing tag team division in AEW. I think Gallows and Anderson would be right at home with all that tag team talent.
All right, I hope.
Okay. What about Randy Orton, the epitome of WWE that would never do indies, going indie, giving you something to think about, Carrie?
Put him on Impact.
That's me.
No, that's just like that's where your career goes to die, basically. Just ask Kurt Angle. Oh.
Well, the new Impact, I mean, he could have good matches with Johnny Impact. Who else is over there?
Johnny Impact.
A lot of people are leaving. Eh.
So many people are gone. Moose versus Randy would be fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right, going back to the underutilized side of things, I want to know what WWE would do with Curt Hawkins. Or what the other people would do with WWE's Curt Hawkins. Sorry, we already know what WWE is doing with Curt Hawkins.
I say Ring of Honor. Let him redevelop his character. There's a lot of growing talent there on that roster. That would be a good home for him.
All right. Now, I want to go for somebody who's underutilized just once. Charlotte Flair, she does not get enough dap or love or championships or wins. She just picked up her first win of the year.
So,
I mean, she's being terribly underutilized. Where do you put the bane of existence? Which federation do you ruin, Carrie? What do you do?
Do you ruin AEW? Or do you ruin New Japan?
Well, New Japan doesn't have a women's division. I'm going to put her...
Charlotte?
I'm going to put her in Women of Honor. Because that division's dying a very slow death.
Oh, so you're just trying to kill it. Good.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she has the talent to hang with some of the women that AEW is signing. And there's also Shimmer and Stardom out there, and I don't think she has the talent to hang with those women either.
Wow, you didn't mention TNA. Their best division, TNA, is the women. Probably the strongest women's division.
I'm not doing that to Tessa Blanchard.
Have you seen that new Jocelyn? I think her name's Jocelyn. She's like, she's really muscular and thick, but like not fat. She's interesting. She's got an interesting look to her.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. She was in... I'm trying to remember what her exact name is. I know she was on All In. Because she was in the Battle Royal and All In.
Was she any good?
Yeah. She did a Jordan Lynn Grace, right? Is that her name?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. She's really good. So good.
Apparently I had Jocelyn on the brain.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Jocelyn James, Kent? Was...
What? Yes.
All right. Back to the underutilized again, since Kent had to stay in that well. I'm going to go with someone just as big as Charlotte's ego, Braun Strowman. Where does he go?
That's a tough one. It's too big for New Japan.
Definitely too big for New Japan.
Also, not athletic enough.
Wow. Really? The dude's very athletic, and big guys have done notoriously well in New Japan, including Brock Lesnar and Albert.
It's completely... Yeah, but to an extent... Giant Bernard did a decent job there. I mean, yeah, Lesnar did hold the IWGP title, but it's a different roster now. I say Impact, maybe? Mm.
Sounds like he's going to die. No more Braun.
Kerry, I'm kind of shocked. New Japan could utilize Braun. It'd be a nice shakeup, a nice change of pace.
Well, I mean, we could put him maybe in Ring of Honor. Him and Jeff Cobb would be interesting.
Ugh, enough with Cobb. There's a guy. Him and Charlotte should get married. All right. Speaking of no talent people, a place for Miss Jax. And I want to say the caveat is that none of her family members can help her. She has to do it on her own.
I think she should find a new line of work.
Oh, indie scene. You should have at least given her indie scene. She could have gone that route.
Autograph signings?
Yeah, I mean, they would have gotten that. She could have been like...
Yeah, she can...
The female Virgil?
She can go do the convention circuit.
Yeah, she can do the Hall of Fame. Right next to Virgil. The Hall of Fame circuit.
Yeah, yeah. She's... I mean, I've seen some of the women and, like, some of the action from Stardom. I've seen some of the stuff from Shimmer, and Nia's... No. Just no. No.
All right. I've got a big underutilized that I'm surprised I haven't thought of it until this moment. Rusev. He's got potential.
He can fit anywhere.
I too. That's why I want to know where she's thinking. That's why I want to know where she's thinking.
I think he should float. Work the circuit, do shows all over, because he could fit in anywhere, and there could be some good matches out there for him.
Yeah,
I'd like him in Ring of Honor. I think that'd be I think he could be awesome.
He could get a Ring of Honor. Honestly, I think he would kill in Japan. That was the other place I was thinking.
Yeah, he's a guy with enough of a set that he can chameleon anywhere,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's really... I would say he's very difficult to place.
Kerry, I'll make this one easy.
I know I haven't given you much to work with, but now I'm going to give you one of the best in the world at what he does, bro. Matt Riddle. He's the best at saying bro. So you got that going for you. I'm pretty sure they bro translates to bro in Japan. So let's he just, can go anywhere.
Let's just send him back. I think he... Where was he? He was in, I want to say MLW. Let's send him back there.
God damn it. He is awful.
I just find him annoying. Eric and I watched that Up, Up, Down, Down video with him and Xavier Woods playing, I think it was Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever. I just found him so annoying. I said to Eric, I'm like, I thought no one could get higher than Rod Van Dam. I was wrong. This guy can get higher than Rob Van Dam.
All right, back to underutilized. I'm going to stick to a little bit of a theme here. What happened to... I can't think of his name. Rusev's partner there. English. In English. He is totally being wasted. Where are we putting him?
Put him in Ring of Honor. And they do crossover shows with New Japan. So, yeah, that's a good play. Yeah, good home for him.
I agree. My turn?
Yep.
All right. Bray?
He always goes with underutilized.
But he was in that match where the ring changed colors and stuff, and it was spooky, Russ.
It certainly was.
And there were, like, maggots in the ring, too.
Yeah.
And he does that hanging upside down. It really freaks me out.
I just say Impact and have him and Rosemary get together. There's your sister, Abigail.
See, I would like them to both go to Japan and do, like, a whole Ringu-type setup. And just be creepy as fuck. Japan audiences would approve of that.
That would be a good spot for him.
Carrie, I know Japanese whore.
Okay, probably...
Ken, did you say you know Japanese whore?
Russ, whatever way you heard it,
oh, okay.
I said it.
Maybe DDT or All Japan.
All Japan would be fun, I think.
I'm naming off promotions you probably never heard of that are Japanese wrestling promotions.
I think you may underestimate me a little bit of my wrestling prowess, but okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, what we got, more?
I got one more. And okay. He's definitely underutilized because I don't know what the hell happened to him. How about EC3?
Can we send him back to Impact?
No, he's too good. Don't kill him by putting him on Impact. He's AEW. Come on.
I can't see him having... Actually, no. Wait a minute. No. I was thinking maybe Hangman. No, him and MJF would be... kind of cool. Okay. I'm sold on right. AEW.
I think he could make a killing there.
All right. I have one last one. I was going to go No Way Jose, but then I was like, no, there's nowhere for No Way. A tag team that is legendary in every facet of being legendary. The most criminally misunderutilized tag team in the world today. Connor, Victor, the Ascension.
I'm going to say Ring of Honor only because I want to see them versus the Briscoes.
Sold. 100%. I'd pay $20 to see that match alone.
Actually, the new tag team champions were Ring of Honor, PCO, and Brody King. That would be another good one.
Wait, Briscoe's already lost?
Yeah, they lost the belt at the anniversary show a couple weekends ago. But they have a rematch Sunday night at the show I'm going to in Baltimore. So maybe that'll change.
Aren't you the house show? They're not changing titles.
This isn't WWE. They changed the Ring of...
All Ring of Honor shows are house shows, Russ. Right.
No, not necessarily. But they did change the Ring of Honor World Championship at a house show. Or actually a TV taping.
Yeah, see, TV taping, yes, I can see that. But just a house show? No.
Well, actually, Ring of Honor doesn't really have house shows. They have TV tapings or they have events.
Yeah, events are known as house shows. They're just literally... Well, I mean, I think Ken's right. Ring of Honor, everything's a house show.
Fair enough, whatever. All right. Any more, guys? Or are we good?
I think we hit that pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think those wrestlers will be very, very happy in their new homes. Maybe not Nia, because we didn't really home her anywhere.
How did we not put Tamina up there, too? That should have been a package deal.
Her and Nia should be right next to have booths right next to each other on the convention circuit.
Yes.
They should not be in a ring. Either of them. Dear God, no.
I was going to be mean and actually say Renee Young and then decide not to be that
mean.
Oh,
man, we actually should have, because let's face it, Renee has been... You know, I purposely paid attention this week to listen to what she did on the announce table. Just to be like, because we bashed her so hard. I was like, okay, maybe we're being unfair. I don't always listen to announcers. It was excruciating to have to sit there and listen to them for more than 40 minutes. I stopped. I tapped out. She is awful.
Whatever they're doing with her is not good. And once again, we don't know if it's her or if it's the voices in her head. But whatever's happening is not good.
I still think it's the voices in her head. She has way too much personality to be as bad as she is.
It was just... You'd hear Michael Cole, fine. Corey Graves, fine. And then she'll trip in, "That's not fair! Yeah, let's do it that way."
It's almost like they're feeding her lines.
No, she's like she's
because
a,
when she first
she's like she's an announcer on a on the WWE video game. It's not bad. That's what I kept on thinking of. That's everything I kept on bringing back to me. Sorry, go ahead.
All I know is she has way too much personality to be to give her. The lot. I still think somebody's feeding her lines.
Well, they're doing a bad job.
Well, it's WWE. Look at the writing. Look at everything else.
On a positive note, we have our official musical performance for WrestleMania. It's going to be Elias. So that's cool.
Yes.
Right?
That's exciting. Yeah.
I mean, that will literally be one of the three best things that happen at WrestleMania, most likely.
Yes.
I don't see three matches outdoing his performance.
Is it going to be like where he comes out before every match, tries to sing a song, and gets interrupted?
I don't know. As long as it doesn't end with Joan Jett like hitting him with a guitar, I'll be okay, I think.
You're right.
Well, that would be the second Double J to hit him with a guitar this year.
Ooh. Wow, Carrie, nice callback on that one.
That was probably the best thing you've said or done in a long time. Good job.
Well, thank you. And with that, I think we should close out this week by talking about what we're looking forward to next week in our segment, "I'm Not Finished With You Yet." I'm looking forward to the Ring of Honor show this Sunday. I can't lie. I'm excited. Kent?
I'm excited for Brock potentially being on TV and doing something Brock-like. That could be fun. By the way, good rounds roundup this week. I liked it. I was very happy with this week.
Yes, wasn't it a good roundup?
It was. I liked it.
I'm looking forward to Charlotte and everything she deserves.
Am I hearing a child crying because you mentioned Charlotte, Russ?
I shouldn't have mentioned Charlotte. I should definitely not have done that.
This is what happens, Russ. You mention that name and children across the world are weeping.
Unfortunately, yes. Yay, Charlotte. She deserves it.
Yes, yes, she does. All right, listeners, so there you have it. What our thoughts on this past week, what we're looking forward to next week. And now there's only one thing left to do, guys, and that is to play our favorite game, Guess the Wrestler. Each week, listeners, one of us picks a wrestler, and it's up to the other two to guess who that wrestler is using 9 questions and 2 guesses. This week, it's my choice to pick the wrestler, and here are your 2 gimme answers, guys. This is a female, and she is a former wrestler.
Whoa. She can't be former. Women wrestlers didn't become women wrestlers till the ones that are current.
Like Charlotte. Charlotte brought women's division to the women's division. Before that, there was no women's division.
They were just divas or something like that.
Yeah, butterflies.
All right, should I clarify and say she was more or less a diva?
All right. Diva. Former. Got it. Okay, I'll start. Let's start with a favorite color hair.
Black.
Was she a former manager of any male talents?
Yes.
What era would we know her most from?
Basically 2000, pretty much up to present.
Would you say that she had entrance that would appeal to men?
No.
Oh. Well, it's not Melina. God damn it. Went very specific.
All right. Is she a former women's champion?
No.
Wow, I was going to insult you and tell you that was a horrible question because every woman that wrestled in that era was a former champion of some kind.
But now...
So there was somebody so untalented... Not
or
named
Charlotte,
Tamina
or
Melina.
Naya.
Now it gets interesting. Okay. Shit, I can't even ask that. I am. Russ, do you have a question to back me up here?
Okay. We don't. No championships.
Yeah, that fucking took all the wind out of my sail.
Yeah. Okay. How about? It was. Okay, so she was a manager. Did we say tag team or not tag team?
We did not.
Let's
distinguish
that.
Yet.
Was she a manager of like a tag team, or was she a manager of a singles wrestler?
Both, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we got that out of the way. We're doing good. We're doing good. Could we get ethnicity?
Oh,
please?
Good. Because that's good. Really solid. My answer.
It's clear cut that she's definitely not 100% white, I'm guessing, or she's very tan.
I think she's just Caucasian based on her Wikipedia page.
All right.
Oh, shoot. I was thinking it was Victoria.
Victoria is American. She's Italian. She had her own pizza place.
Is she really?
But she's also a former multi-time champion. Which is who I was actually going for prior to that stupid question that ruined everything.
What about Vicky Guerrero? Did she ever...
It was a stupid question.
But I know she's definitely not at 8.
Okay, so that takes Vicky out of the equation. Plus, she had lighter colored hair at different points, too.
Just black for a long time. Oh, man. This is a tough one.
Have we determined that she's actually a wrestler?
Well, based off of what she said, no. I'm assuming she's a manager. But we have not clarified that yet.
Are you asking?
Yeah, I guess we should clarify that.
All right. Was she an actual wrestler as opposed to like getting thrown into like a random match here and there?
She was not a wrestler. She did get thrown in random matches, though.
Man, I don't know my ring valets from that era.
All right. Yeah. I'm at a freaking loss here. I'm not even going to look it up, though. I know that's what Russ is trying to...
I don't think I'm going
to
get it. I don't think I'm going to get it. Yeah. This is going to be tough. Nope. There's no way I'm going to be able to find this.
All right, I have a question. When did she last work for WWE?
The last time was last year's Royal Rumble.
But she could have just been in the... No, she couldn't have been in the match. She's not a wrestler.
Well, she could have been in the match because Vicky Guerrero was in the match.
That's true.
We're 100% that Vicky is not Caucasian, right?
I am not 100% that true. I thought she wasn't, but she... I may have been just biased because she married... All right, let's ask this question. Was she married to a famous dead wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
Did she attempt to marry Edge?
Yes.
Did she get pushed into dirt and mud and stuff by Stephanie McMahon, but then got her revenge and got Stephanie McMahon in that mud too? Boom.
Yes. And I saw that live, awesome. By the way.
Did she hire Alicia Fox to plan her wedding?
Yes.
I mean, I know we're at, like, question number 14, but, I mean, she had a good career.
All right, I'll go for the answer. Is it Vicky Guerrero?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was her at first, but then I thought for sure, just trying to image her in my head, that she wasn't white.
I'm torn on whether she is or not. That's...
Based on her maiden name, it looks like she's not... I mean, she's not, like, Hispanic or anything. Like,
what was her maiden name?
It was... Oh, I closed the window. Darn it. It was...
She's cheated Eddie.
Nope, that's her new married name. Because she got remarried about 4 years ago. Benson.
I was going to say, she cheated on Eddie. She got married again.
Not. She waited a while.
A long time. 10 years is a long freaking time.
Yeah, the reason I picked her is because she's actually one of the talents that was just announced for the Chris Jericho cruise.
Her nationality is American.
Ah, there we go.
But she's also from Texas.
So that doesn't tell us anything.
That technically muddies the water.
She could be white, but she could also be Mexican.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least we figured it out. Yay.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Another week has come to a close. Kent, any announcements before we say goodbye?
No, I'm still going to hold off till next week, because there's going to be a lot of freaking content next week. So, yay, I guess. I do have to get both your guys' predictions, unless you've read spoilers. Tonight, Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, whatever, is happening. It's the Forgotten Sons versus Black O'Shea. Winner goes on against War Raiders. Who you got?
I'm going to go Forgotten Sons.
I was going to go Forgotten Sons, but now there doesn't seem to be any tag team matches at WrestleMania, so...
That's my problem. I'm like, shit, I don't know anymore. I'm still going Forgotten Sons. I'm still going Forgotten Sons,
too, because Black O'Shea has a easy WrestleMania match if they can just make it, so...
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense for them to work
right
both events.
But they could.
NXT's been bad. Last week and this week looks bad, too.
That's not good, because we're going into...
Right. Yeah. NXT. Do we know where TakeOver's taking place?
Brooklyn,
okay. So at least they're saying it's right that it's in New York. I hate when WWE's like, we're going to New York in New Jersey.
We all know New Jersey doesn't
count.
Just
say Jersey.
Nobody wants to go to Jersey.
I don't even like driving through there.
Yeah, filthy.
Nobody does. Yeah.
If you were part of Jersey, wouldn't you lie and say you're part of New York too?
Yes, I would. I'm just saying I find it weird how so many things happen in Jersey that just get rewritten as New York. The Giants, the Jets. There's only one team in New York, but the other two ones are called New York. It's a weird thing. That's all.
I mean, at least Brooklyn's still technically New York. I mean, it is New York.
Yeah, I don't know if
there's a technicality. Yeah, that's pretty. That's no technicality at all. That is really New York.
So what we need to do is find a football stadium that's physically in New York to hold WrestleMania.
Yeah, Buffalo. That ain't. Nobody wants to go there.
Oh God, no! That's gonna be too cold. No.
Did you guys see that they're making a special ring
no,
for this?
No, I did not see it.
Mania. I posted in the blog that you definitely didn't
awesome.
Read. Fact. So, they have this guy, and he's doing, like, a heater thing underneath the ring because it's going to be in New York, and by the time that gets later on, the ring's going to be cold, the wood and the mats are going to get harder and less bounce and all this stuff, so they had to really construct, like, a whole new ring.
They didn't think this through. It's going to be cold next week in New York.
Well, they did and they didn't. I mean, it's money. Those girls are going to be freezing their freaking tits
off,
though, at the end.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Poor girls. All right, well, I think we were supposed to end the show a while ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we got off on another tangent, but yeah, let's just say goodnight. So, listeners, check out our website, nondeuse.com, for our blog, this podcast, other podcasts, other blogs. Just go there, check things out. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Podcasts, go ahead and hit rate, review, subscribe. You know, leave us messages on our, even on the website. Just give us feedback. We like that. Russ gets all the negative feedback.
Yay. Wait, what?
And with that, for Russ, Kent, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Winter is coming.
When is that coming back?